It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and one of the highlights of the year for the Tibbetts. Obviously, it's something you have to do from a organizational standpoint, but also it's kind of a highlight to kind of celebrate what's going on with the Tibbetts is the annual meeting, which is coming up this Thursday. Joining us in the studio is Chris Dunbrock, who's the president of the board of the Tibbetts, Christine Delaney, the executive director of the Tibbetts as well. And again, Chris, as you guys kind of look back on this last year, like every other organization, especially arts organizations, challenging year, but you guys made it through in a really cool way, didn't you?
Yeah. I call it our second year of transition, you know, where 2020 we transitioned out of Tibbetts. This year we transitioned back into Tibbetts halfway through the year. So, you know, everything works out. And it was a welcomed thing for everybody to get back into Tibbetts.
Well, and again, that's based on community support. One, you were able to physically do it, obviously, but that you guys were able to keep going, keep programs going, keep summer theater going, other things going, because of the community support.
Right, yeah. The support's been great. Last year, even with COVID, we had donations were really through the roof, and this year, the same. People keep giving, and we've had a few estates that have given money towards Tibbetts, and it's just a welcome surprise lots of times, that extra cash to keep going.
Yeah, well, great stuff. Well, celebrating that and more at the annual meeting, going through some of the business things. But one of the other things able to do in September was the Smith Memorial Concert Series, and going to be kind of a cool piece to that, Chris, with that at your annual meeting coming up on Thursday.
Exactly. So it was a benefit concert, and we are grateful to Suzanne Wise and Diane Pridgen, who put that concert together every year. And the performer was a high school graduate of Coldwater High School, Chelsea Hart Melcher, and her husband came back. She has gone on to be quite an accomplished opera singer. So the concert was a benefit, and we also did a master class with it. So she got right into the details of performing with the students, and we had a number of students who came up on stage and got one-on-one work with them for everyone to see how it works. The schools that participated in that will benefit from the concert. Diane Pridgen had established that it was going to be for the choir programs of the schools, and the schools who chose to participate in the master class were the recipients. So they will all get a very nice donation from that concert, and we have Coldwater High School, Reading High School, Union City High School, and Pansifia Academy will all be recipients.
And again, to help them keep their choir departments going and everything they might need for that. Also some entertainment, Chris, that's going to be there too from Coldwater High School, because in a few months they'll actually be performing on stage at the Tibbetts, but they're going to do a little musical presentation too.
Yeah, high school musical is going to be Little Women this year, and they're going to come and do a little performance for us, little entertainment, so it'll be fun.
I think we have three different musical numbers that they'll be performing, and they might do a little bit of scene work for us. Their show got postponed, so the ability to, you know, do a little bit of, with the audience this early will be fun.
A little bit of practice for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
And we also have one of those students who was part of the master class will also be performing the piece that she worked on in the master class that she's gone on to use for her audition piece, and that's Lexi Galliers.
Okay, so that's 5 o'clock on Thursday at the Tibbetts Opera House, and again, open to the public, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right, so the business part begins, what, about 5:30 or so?
5:30 with the entertainment and presentations, and then we'll move right into the meeting. There will be a virtual option, but they do need to call the office and make reservations to be allowed into that virtual.
Okay. You'll do some of the other things too, financial reports and nominations of officers and those kinds of things, all that. That's part of the business part of it too, but this is maybe the more entertaining annual meeting that you guys have ever had, so that's going to be kind of fun.
Yep. We'll start with hors d'oeuvres at 5 and then go into everything. And so, yeah, we've got three board positions that are coming up for re-election, and they've all agreed to go ahead and rerun. So,
okay, yeah, great. And you'll continue on as president too. I don't remember the history of exactly. I know we've talked a little bit in the past. You've done a bunch of community theater stuff. Were you on stage in high school?
Yes, I performed in high school.
Okay. On the Tibbetts Station.
Yeah, it was fun. It's so just
coming full circle for you. Now.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you were a balladeer, weren't you?
I was too. Yeah. So Tibbetts is just magical. It's fun to introduce it to kids like that, and the backstage is just something that you never experience anyplace else.
Yeah, great stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So Thursday at 5 with the hors d'oeuvres, 5:30 with the actual business meeting starting at the Tibbetts. Christine Delaney, Executive Director, Chris Dunbrock, President of the Board, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.